From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. As he arrived Monday, reporters asked him about Britain's relationship with the incoming U.S. president.
I think it's very good news that the United States of America wants to do a good free trade deal with us and wants to do it very fast. And it's great to hear that from President-elect Donald Trump. Clearly, it'll have to be a deal that's very much in the interests of both sides, but I've no doubt that it will be.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus, says discussions are underway about moving the news media from their current location in the White House to building next door. Vice President-elect Mike Pence told CBS News no decisions haven't made yet.
There's such a tremendous amount of interest in this incoming administration that they're giving some consideration to finding a larger venue on the 18 acres in the White House complex to accommodate the extraordinary interest.
Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon local time in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet at voanews.com. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his plan to replace President Obama's health care program is formulated down to the final strokes and will be unveiled soon. In an interview with The Washington Post late Sunday, Trump said his goal was insurance for everybody, but he declined to provide specifics. One thing he did specify was wanting to bring down health care costs by publicly pressuring drug companies to lower their prices. This is VOA News. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians who had fled to the site to avoid nearby fighting between rebels and the Syrian army. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on fighting in the war-ravaged country, called the attack a massacre. The observatory said it has confirmed at least 7 deaths and a number of critical injuries that will likely push the death toll higher. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urge President-elect Donald Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine. Speaking Monday in Kiev alongside the president, he noted that Ukraine is fighting both the cancer of corruption and the unrelenting aggression of the Kremlin.
What I think Mr. Trump has to understand is that this is more than being about him. And it's about the United States and our national security. And he has to make sure that now that he's going to have the opportunity to do something for national security, as opposed to talking and tweeting, he's going to have tremendous responsibility to make sure that U.S. national security interests are protected and are advanced.
Prosecutors have requested the arrest of the Samsung heir, E.J. Young, as a bribery suspect in the influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. Investigators questioned Lee on allegations Samsung won government favors, such as getting backing for a merger in exchange for donating corporate funds to various entities controlled by Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of President Park. Choi has been jailed. Lee has denied the allegations, and Samsung has had no comment. The health ministry in Kyrgyzstan says a cargo plane has crashed in a residential area just outside the country's main airport, killing at least 37 people. It was a Turkish airline Boeing 747 that went down. The deputy prime minister said the crash was caused by pilot error. Oman said Monday that it has accepted 10 prisoners from U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The names and nationalities of the prisoners have not been released. When U.S. President Barack Obama took office in January 2009, he vowed to close the prison in southeastern Cuba, saying the detention facility did not reflect American values because many of the prisoners there had been held there for years without trial, and some had been tortured. Observers say more prisoners could be released in the final hours of the Obama administration. However, last week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said he did not expect any more Guantanamo detainees to be released. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.